Isn't it kind of exciting, though? Like, obviously, the world has gone completely into chaos.
Yes.
Isn't it great?
Like, we are in this weird position where the mainstream media is almost universally accepted as at least being mostly full of shit. Mm-hmm. Or partly full of shit.
Totally
right?
Full of crap.
Some, let's, the most optimistic person says, well, they lie sometimes. Right? That right. was never the case with Walter Cronkite.
Exactly. Who also lied all the time.
Or was it? Or was it?
Did he lie?
He lied all the time, but people didn't realize it.
They lie like a crackhead hitting on a crack rock.
Alex, every word they say is a lie, including and the.
Since the beginning.
It's reached new levels of lying, though.
No, we've reached new levels of being able to expose them. They were lied us into the Spanish War in Cuba 100 years ago. Nothing's changed.
That's the truth, right?
Rosebud.
Yes.
Yeah. Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Northwood.
It's always been lies.
They've always been lies.
Mass destruction.
Right. This is the way they do business.
The New York Times refused to report that Germany was targeting Jews.
Exactly.
Because that would be buying into identity politics at the time, because Jews were white, and that's what Hitler said. Jews weren't white.
And the government knew about it, and they covered it up, including the railroads, which they could have stopped, but they decided not to.
There's a book called Buried... Hold on, let me just make one point. There's a book called Buried by the Times. Look it up.
Yep.
And this was how they covered it up, because they didn't want to buy into what Hitler was saying.
How are we... How is it now different? You know, if they've been... I think they've been lying the whole time.
Yes.
But how are we now figuring it out, right?
Well, I'll tell you what's about to happen. They're devaluing the currency on purpose to crash all the world of currencies and bring out the Great Reset.
That's not what we're talking about, Alex.
No.
This is the Build Back Better agenda, Malice.
No, you're asking Malice why it's happening.
You guys got to learn how to do this.
No, why it's more obvious.
When a guy starts talking, you don't talk over him. Yes. That's how it works.
Do we have
a conch? Alex.
Do we have a conch?
Yes, we need a
conch to pass around.
Let him talk.
So you think this
Go ahead, Malice. Tell us. No, listen. It's the Great Reset.
Is your mic working?
It's the Great Reset. ResetWars.com. The point is this the Great Reset, and they're plunging the world economy on by design to consolidate control and kill all the major currencies. That's why there's inflation. That's why there's supply chain breakdowns. I'm just telling you, tomorrow's news today, there is a global destruction of the supply chain and the world currencies to bring in a new world currency based on the vaccine passport.
The issue, what they were asking is, you know, has the corporate press gotten worse? And my point is, we have more mechanisms to expose their depravity and malfeasance in real time. For example, if this had been 20 years ago, they would have been in a position not to let this Kyle Rittenhouse video see it.
Yep.
Now, if you have some kind of hack journalist with his cameraman, one's wearing a mask, one's not, everyone has got a phone. And all it takes is one person to film it, put it on Twitter or Facebook, and then immediately everyone can see it in real time.
Michael, I totally agree with you.
I just sent you a text message with a meme. It's an amazing meme with Alex. You got to look at this. It's one of my favorite memes. It's a you are here meme. It's all the shit that Alex has predicted that's come true and where you are right now.
Let me read it.
Can you get it? Can you get it on your screen? You
not through a text message.
You fucking primitive apes.
Tweet it out. Post it on Instagram.
Don't you have a Jamie?
Don't have a Jamie.
I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Well, they'll pull it up.
Oh, wait. I can Facebook it too, can I?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Let me just say this nicely. Everybody's right. I'm obnoxious and I'm horrible and I apologize.
No, that's not what the meme is.
No, but
the meme is that you're right.
Well, thank you, sir.
I'll send you the meme. I know.
I'm saying Malice is trying to talk about how the establishment media is dead. I'm talking about how the establishment's hitting us economically. So he's making a legitimate point. I'm making a separate point about the progenitor of the problems we have.
Yeah, I think you guys are both true. There is a global awakening, but there's also a drastic escalation when it comes to the Great Reset, the Build Back Better agenda, what Klaus Schwab is having wet dreams about when it comes to enslaving humanity, making people live in pods, making people eat bugs, having them as little paid.
Oh, my God.
But they're not peasants.
That's because they're not going down without a fight. So
exactly.
Once the mask is off, you better get whatever you
but
can.
But we win the fight quicker if we know who they are.
Look at that meme. Make that larger. Make that meme larger. Look at that shit.
Pull that
your
up,
TV
Jamie.
Spying on you. Check.
Bohemian.
Elite cabal of sex traffickers. Check. They're turning the frogs gay.
Check.
It's hermaphrodites.
Quite gay,
right?
Yeah.
Bohemian Grove. Check. Silver iodide. Not really sure. Rich people using baby blood. I'm not.
That's true. No, it's happening down in Mexico right now.
No, is it really?
Yes, it is. People are doing that. Yep.
You are here. Human monkey chimeras.
Oh, I'm looking forward to
that. Which he predicted a long time ago.
Well, where's that? Where's the
monkey? Wait, you're saying the elves aren't real?
No, that's next.
Well, the elves are real.
Of course they're real.
They're coming next.
In what dimension?
What is silver iodide?
That's like some shit that kills diseases.
Oh. Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
it's essentially true, but also poison.
Now let me
and makes your skin blue.
But I'll point something out. I'll point something out about this meme. The TV's spying on you. Alex, you were pointing these things out because they were happening. The turning the frogs gay, that was atrazine. I believe that's a pesticide, right? And that was messing with the endocrine systems of frogs, which was causing weird deformity.
I was just covering a Berkeley study, yeah.
But
yeah,
it was more turning, changing their gender. It wasn't making them.
But here's the deal. Gay. I'll be here for 5 hours. Joe's got to go to his show.
Then why are you yelling?
That's how he talks normally.
You have a microphone.
That's how he talks normally.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I am the Alex Whisperer.
You should see him in church.
Take the vaccine. Okay, I want to hear what Joe Rogan has to say. Joe's nice to say nice things about me, but Joe's also predicted a lot of stuff that came true.
What did I predict?
You predict? Oh my God! Have you watched your earlier comedy?
I don't think I.
Probably not.
Maybe.
Okay, I remember in like 1999, I just met Joe before, like gone to dinner with him and like this producer I know, and then I go to see him at the Cap City Comedy Club, now defunct, and he goes up and he goes, "Let me tell you what's going to kill the corporate media in Hollywood and everybody. It's going to be the internet." It was the first guy I heard say this.
100%.
He goes, "There's no way they can compete with the internet." He did this whole freaking rant, and it was all true. And then he went on to say, but the sucky part about technology is they claim we all these Jetson suits and jetpacks and all this great stuff, but instead your cell phone craps out when you're behind a bush.
Yeah.
Right.
The problem,
you ever see that movie Talladega Nights where he says, like, you ain't first, you're last?
Yeah.
He's like, I was high when I said that. Same answer.
You know, my problem.
There you go, man.
I feel like corporate media is no longer NBC, ABC. Now it's Google and
Alphabet. Of course. That's not even a question.
Facebook.
It's worse.
But Facebook is worse than ABC.
But it all needs to be decentralized. It needs to be decentralized.
Yes, sir.
There needs to be a decentralized, open communication where people need to find out what the fuck is really going on. We're finding that through all these corporate, all these like internet companies, whether it's Google or whether it's Facebook or Instagram. If they can just censor you based on ideology, then you don't have freedom of speech because they're the primary means that people communicate. So until we accept that there's some sort of utility, it's not as simple as it's a private company, when it's literally one of the main two or three ways that human beings share ideas across the planet fucking Earth, it's bigger than just a company. And I don't know what the solution to that is, but we have to have that conversation.
Free the software. Yeah.
Right now, Joe's not having that conversation.
They're abusing their power.
Right, because the way it censors is always in favor of the left. And the people on the left think that's a good idea. But eventually, you can't be left enough. It's just going to keep going. It's a machine. It's Pac-Man. It's just going to keep going.
Wait, I got to ask Joe. A couple years ago, you had Jack Dorsey on your show. You got a bunch of dislikes on the video. We ended up talking. You ended up inviting me out. And I don't know.
You destroyed him.
Well, it's not about that. I wanted to ask you, like, how do you feel your opinion has changed since before we did that show and to where we're at today?
Well, there's a lot of things have opened my eyes, like, slowly but surely, like, seeing examples of people censored. And some of them that don't make any sense at all. Like, one of the best ones was Brett Weinstein and his whole this whole Unity Party.
Yep.
When that got censored, I was like, okay. You guys banned an account for no reason because you thought that account, which is by a bunch of influential intellectuals, was going to somehow or another take votes away from what you thought was the party that should win, and so you just banned the account. So now you're making like these ideological choices about free speech. So you're saying your free speech is not as important as the result that I want, and so you're going to ban people. And when I saw that, I was like, this is wild. This is fucking wild. And then I talked to a lot of people that were the Second Amendment advocates. They were saying before the election, they were going back into their Instagrams and their Facebooks and finding posts from 8-9 years ago and banning them for those posts.
Yep.
That they were going deep. Yeah, they were doing that just specifically because they didn't want people influencing the vote in any way. 1,000 here, 100 there. Like, if they could just chip away through all these different angles. Like,
let's just briefly
look at that. Imagine, it's one thing for an orthodoxy to take over and make you comply, but to punish you before it took over is thought crime before. I mean, this is mind control. This is like in science fiction, this was never dreamed of, where you're punished for behavior before the new orthodoxy comes in. So you don't just submit in the current state. You're going to pay for not adopting it before it was the new religion.
I got to correct you. This isn't not science fiction. This is what they did in the Soviet Union, where if you were on the wrong side before Stalin took over, you were executed with your family. Yeah. But so this has historical precedent.
No, I know it's been done.
My family was literally tortured in Poland for daring to question the government or not having the proper paperwork during a random passport check.
No. I know tyrants do that, Luke. I know tyrants do that. What is it?
Listen. It's retroactive enforcement.
Yes.
Retroactive.
They cut his fucking nose in Chinatown.
Let me. I want to counter this though, because we were actually heading in a direction in this conversation. We were talking about how we're actually starting to realize how deceptive the media is, and then I pointed it over to Drew because these same tools are what allowed Drew to be on the ground during the Rittenhouse during the Kenosha incident, film it, and then be a witness. The media could have absolutely shut it down. You'd see a newspaper article and it would say white supremacist crosses state lines with gun, and that's the only thing you'd know. And they tried it. Drew, Richie, Jorge Ventura, Elijah Schaefer.
They broke that paradigm.
You guys were down there.
And then to watch the prosecutor try to go, oh, you're a right winger, you're evil. It's like, it's footage. It's raw. Like Joe said, and then they saw the raw footage. Once you see that, it's game over.
He literally tried to say that my footage was slanted in a certain way. And I responded and I said, well, yes, it's BLM and Antifa literally rioting in the footage. What people need to understand is this propaganda is so dangerous, not because they're just telling lies, but they're attempting to control the narrative, which is an attempt to control your mind. And that's what's dangerous. Whether you're Republican or a Democrat, that should seriously concern you, because this is what they do to control the minds of millions of people. And it's allowed on a daily basis. And it's
encouraged.
Like, why don't it's encouraged? And why don't people take issue with this, that people are trying to control your mind on a daily basis?
Because the average man would rather be safe than be free. We're taught since kids to defer that expert at the front of the room. And
it's
one of the reasons they always talk about follow the experts, it's not just with COVID, it's also with this. Am I going to look at the footage and draw my own conclusion, or am I going to listen to the prosecutor?
Okay, Joe, you were saying
it's so sad because I don't know any progressive. I know a lot of progressives, and not one of them knows that one of the victims of Kyle was a pedophile. They all think it was an innocent black BLM protester.
Who raped the kid. It's not like he had attractions.
Five kids, and he was an underage boy during this, battle with him. So it messed with people so badly. I know so many people that have no information about the case but have an opinion completely made up.
Wasn't the other guy, didn't he get all his charges dismissed on previous
Six
cases?
Days before.
He had a DUI charge dropped, but he was a career criminal. I mean, he went down for domestic abuse, prowling, trespassing, two DUIs, felony burglary, two counts of carrying a firearm while intoxicated.
Bro, this is
cult
shit.
Yeah. Yep.
We're in a cult.
Yes.
Tell us, Joe.
Speak to us, leader.
How does the Kool-Aid taste?
Shut up, Malice.
Dr. Joe.
How's the Kool-Aid?
No, we are in a cult. Joe, start over.
This information is not based on reality. This is a left-wing cult. And they're pumping stuff out, and then they're confirming this belief. They're all getting together, and they're ignoring contrary evidence.
Yes.
They're ignoring any narrative that challenges their belief about what happened. And they're not looking at it realistically. They're only looking at it like you would look at it if you're in a fucking cult.
Sounds
it's
like religion.
A weird left. Cult is a religion that's just like, yeah. it's just older.
Non-theistic
I had a bit about it.
Well, a cult doesn't let you ask questions. So keep Joe, go ahead.
Well, a cult is made by a guy, and that guy knows it's a cult. In a religion, that guy's dead. That's the difference. Like, religions are just cults that last longer. Some of them prove to be worthwhile, like social and economic and even moral structures. Like, they actually benefit society. Like, some cults, they're based on rituals or things that people learned, and they realize this is a better way to live their life. But some of them are just based on the present moment of gathering the most amount of whether it is influence or finances or what power, whatever the fuck it is. That's what this is.
Joe, and I totally agree. So let me ask the next question.
100% a left.
I really want to hear what you have to say. What is the period we're in now? Because it seems like it's coming to an end.
This is Kali Yuga, man. This is some weird shit that was predicted by the Bhagavad Gita. This is
good or
dumb
or wrong, Battle of the Gods,
yeah.
Ragnarok. Tell me.
This is what happens in cultures. Like, they go through these pitches, these ups and downs, and it's almost inevitable. Like, it's almost impossible for us with our human reward systems that are based on, like, animal emotions and biology to manage millions and millions and millions of people all on one continent with money and the economy and the fucking environment. It's almost impossible to do. So it almost always slides into authoritarianism. Right. And the best way it slides into authoritarianism is to control the narrative.
Yeah. The fourth, Joe, the fourth you got to leave. Keep going, brother.
So you say it's almost impossible. Happening. How would you say we can do it?
Mushrooms.
Beautifully said.
Mushrooms!
He's happy.
Well, let me ask that question.
We
got to
love each other. We need mushrooms. We got to realize we're all in this thing together. We can, instead of competing with each other, just do your best and give everybody hugs.
I agree. So let's expand on that.
No, you don't agree. You're not in this thing with some of these people.
Why do hallucinogens taken properly create such peace? Why are they?
Because they eliminate the ego, and the ego is responsible for most of the conflict. Most of the conflict is, instead of thinking, oh, I got to get this guy back, just relax. Everybody relax. Everybody, like, look at this. Like, what does everybody want in terms
like
of,
you
like,
forgave me
3
years ago when I was being
but
a dick.
Everybody.
And it was so much
I
better.
I try to forgive everybody. Listen.
It was amazing.
What does everybody want in this life? You want good friends. You want to be safe. You want your children to go to good schools. You want your loved ones to be protected. You want people to get by and have a good life for as long as they possibly can. That's what everybody wants. But you think that other people are trying to stop you from having that. Other people are trying to stop you from having that. There's a few sociopaths that want to gather it all up for themselves.
There you go. I forgive
you
too, Alex.
Small amounts of people.
But Joe, I've had this conversation with Ian a whole lot, because Ian's the voice on our show who's always telling us to stop being so dark and try and bring people together. But you look at the prosecutor in the Rittenhouse case.
He's a demon.
Overwhelmed, like lying. Yeah. You see the judge say that was a grave constitutional violation.
I think that's been going on forever.
It
just
has.
Finally, we have the internet.
Correct. Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
And now we can see it for what it is.
And now
we can see it.
And now conservatives are realizing, you know, the old conservative line about, like, oh, if you haven't done anything wrong, don't worry about getting arrested, you'll be fine.
Not
true. I know, but conservatives are now realizing, wait a minute, when the government, the Eye of Sauron, has you in their sights, they're going to do whatever they can.
I've been experiencing that, where, like, they just
Alex,
lie about everything.
What were you just saying? About not interrupting.
Malice.
I was just the one point is people
you have a
now,
lot of malice for me.
I don't have a lot of love for you.
I know, but start over.
I'm not going to start over. I'm just going to say my one sentence, which is conservatives now realizing when the government, which is the Eye of Sauron, has it you in their sights, they're going to do whatever they can to break you. And this is something that disproportionately hurts poor people. And the left has been arguing about that for a long time, and they were right.
Yeah, that's inarguable, right?
Yes.
It was disproportionately.
But now the left's all anti-free speech, anti-due process.
Well, there's something to say about what's happening right now. Some people have called it the fourth turning. You could feel it. It's energetic. You know something's happening. You see the Titanic. You see the iceberg. You're like, holy cow, the ship is heading somewhere. But at the end of the day, we could still decide where it goes. And I think, to Joe's point, mushrooms, decentralization are ways to start the conversation. But I think we should focus on that as well, because I think that's the true kind of opening that we should be really examining and looking into, because there is something to talk about with so much power and influence here. We could do something incredible here.
I don't know about mushrooms, but that NAD stuff was legit. Thanks for checking out this clip from the Timcast IRL podcast. If you want to see the full show, come back to this channel, youtube.com/TimcastIRL, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m., where you can leave comments and super chat. And we actually will read your comments on the show. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. And if you want exclusive members-only content, segments you can't get anywhere else, go to timcast.com, become a member, and we even have full bonus episodes. Thanks for hanging out, and we'll see you all next time.